everyone back.
Funny how good did that one feel in that situation? They always feel good, but in that situation after what had transpired in the third.
Yeah, no, I kind of give up the lead. And, I mean, you get one back to take it back. So I think that it's a good sign for us. And, I mean, obviously, in putting the puck in that situation, it always feels good.
You took a second with the puck there. Were you waiting for him to commit, waiting for the puck to lay down? Or?
Yeah, I think he kind of had me at the start, and I just wanted him to fall forward a little bit to be able to get it over him. So that, I mean, he's a good goalie, and I was just trying to make a read on, I guess, his play.
So this is not the first time recently that you guys have overcome kind of letting a lead slip away and then still won the game. What is some of the differences, do you think, now as opposed to maybe earlier this season?
I mean, I don't know exactly, but no, you got that feeling on the bench where you're out there and you're going to win games. So it's a good feeling to have. We got a good team, and I mean, the belief in here is just continuing to grow. So it's fun to be a part of.
There's a lot of season left, I know. I don't know how much scoreboard watching you guys do, but playing a division opponent, you guys catch them in points tonight. I believe catch the Capitals too. Does that do anything for you guys as well to build confidence even further, knowing you're clawing your way back?
Yeah, no, like I said, the belief's growing, and I mean, slow and steady, you're trying to climb the standings. I mean, you don't want to keep chasing it. You want to get ahead of it, and that's something we're working towards every day.
Hit 8 goals the other night, 5. Now, are you starting to see the confidence offensively team wide?
Yeah, I mean, we know we can score goals, and I think that's not really what it's about. It's about playing our game, and if we're in a game where we're going to try and win 1-0 or 2-1, it's something we got to be comfortable with. So that's something we're continuing to grow with, and I mean, I think we're getting better at it.
Vladar made 2, you know, amazing saves, one on Fantilli, one on Jenner from your pass. Do you say anything to guys after those, like, you know, just kind of don't worry about it and just keep going, or
to Boone?
Yeah, just leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, no, he knows it. I mean, it's not easy to score in this league. Goalies are good, and I mean, you get opportunities like that, you want to put it in the net. So you don't really need to say anything. He's already probably frustrated, and I mean, wants another crack at it.
Glad you're on stick side for your shot.
Yeah, I mean, after seeing those 2 saves, yes. Yeah. No, I played with that goalie body, and he makes big saves all the time, so credit to him.
How great of a pass was that from Damon Severson to you there, and just the confidence that he seemed to be getting after the way last year went for him, the contributions he's making to your team?
Yeah, no, he moves the puck well. He's smart. He sees the ice, and I mean, just kind of a read. I seen him bringing it down the wall, and I had a winger on me, tried to escape him, and Z was coming back up. So I think there was some ice there, and I mean, you go there, Sivo's going to find you. So that was a nice play.
I think the first 2 periods, you guys only gave up 25 shot attempts total. With the forecheck was causing a lot of turnovers. The first 2, is that kind of the game that you guys feel like, does that feel like your game, the game you want to play?
Yeah, no, we got to get pucks behind the other team and forecheck and get pucks back. I think that's... we've seen it now where it that gives us success, and I mean, when we're sitting back and I mean, not doing that, trying to make plays through the neutral zone, it comes to bite us.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Who's your new pranking buddy now?